Hi Denise, I'm Ronnie Jenkins with The Three Tomatoes, which is a lifestyle guide for women who aren't kids. Before we get into you introducing yourself, you know, which I'm really looking forward to the conversation today, my background is that I was diagnosed with MS in 2013, although I suspect that I've been living with it for probably about 20 years or so, and I'm on a therapy and doing well with it. You know, obviously everybody has their good days and their bad days, but I try my best not to complain and just keep chugging along and hope one day that we'll have a cure so no one else has it. So this is really near and dear to my heart. And, you know, my family is super passionate about finding new research and new therapies. We're constantly doing fundraising. In fact, Saturday I'm doing Walk MS out in Jones Beach. So, you know, I'm just really looking forward to having this conversation with you.
I am as well.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, you know, I've been a nurse for almost 30 years in a variety of settings. I've had the opportunity to work with MS patients as a visiting nurse for many years. And then in 2014, I found myself in need of employment. And I was fortunate enough to find a nurse educator position with the MS one-to-one program that was created by Sanofi Genzyme. And so now I get to have conversations every day with MS patients. And that's really what I'm passionate about doing, educating and having those meaningful conversations. So for me, it's really quite an opportunity here.
Great. So let's actually talk about what MS is specifically, because, you know, as we talk about raising awareness of it, you know, although it's one of the larger names out there, I think a lot of people are really unsure of what the symptoms are, what the causes are, and really how it affects people who are living like myself with MS.
You bet. So MS is a chronic neurological disease that affects the central nervous system. And the central nervous system is made up of the brain and spinal cord and the optic nerves. And MS is thought to be an autoimmune disease, which means that the body incorrectly attacks its own tissue. And in multiple sclerosis, the tissue that the body attacks is called myelin, which is found in the brain and spinal cord and optic nerve. And so different people experience different symptoms. And the way that the disease progresses and the kind of symptoms and how intense those symptoms are vary from person to person. But certainly people with MS learn to cope with the disease and lead full and productive lives.
Yeah, but some people obviously, you know, are like me and fortunate that I can still get up and go to work every day. You know, let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges, some of the less flattering things like loss of vision, loss of mobility. You know, there is the potential for somebody to be wheelchair bound. Can you talk a little bit about some of those other symptoms, just so, again, we can bring light about it? Because, you know, there are some commercials out there now which have caused a little bit of a controversy in the MS communities, and certainly in the social networks around there, that says, oh, isn't that great? I could just, you know, take some medication and get up and dive off a diving board and other things like that. But, you know, obviously there's some more severe consequences to the disease.
Absolutely. And it is an unpredictable disease. The symptoms are very real, but they may be invisible to friends and family. And so MS patients most frequently feel isolated, certainly misunderstood. The symptoms can be sudden, and they can have devastating consequences in terms of effects on family, because, you know, most people diagnosed with MS are between 20 and 40 years of age, right in that prime time of their life. So absolutely, when you talk about wheelchair-bound and mobility issues, those are very common side effects, certainly profound fatigue, coordination and balance issues that can make driving impossible. It can make using a computer impossible, which means that patients can frequently lose their jobs and end up on disability very quickly. Certainly the vision problems, problems with dizziness, vertigo, pain, and then certainly than the cognitive or, you know, intellectual sort of processing issues that patients can have, and then the emotional changes that can occur too, like depression. And those are symptoms that, you know, are sometimes uncomfortable for patients to talk about, people with MS to talk about, and certainly, you know, uncomfortable for families to talk about. So it is important to have a conversation and make people aware.
Yeah, absolutely. And women in particular are more prone to MS, right?
Yes, they are.
I know that there's
three times.
Yeah, various stages, and certainly depending on what part of the world you live in. How many, we have about 400,000 people in the U.S. here diagnosed?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
About 2.5 million people worldwide, and it's about three times as many women as men. And again, you know, no two cases of MS are exactly alike.
Yeah, and it is, you know, really super important that we're here trying to raise awareness for the disease, and everything that you do is your MS 101 program in helping people. Because the other thing that people may not know about is there's no cure for MS, right? There are some approved therapies out there, but currently it's still this sort of unknown, and really all we can do is hope to halt the progression.
Absolutely.
Right?
So, you know, there's no cure for MS, but there are ways to modify the disease course and treat, you know, the flare-ups or the relapses, of course, manage symptoms in the hopes of improving function. So certainly the FDA disease-modifying therapies that are out there, of course, treating flare-ups. Typically that occurs when an area has increased inflammation going on, when the body is attacking that myelin. And, you know, typically doctors will treat with steroids to reduce that inflammation, and then MS patients tend to be on a host of other medications to manage their symptoms, and then, you know, certainly physical therapy and occupational therapy and these sorts of therapies as well. So, as we say, it takes a village, really, and a strong support system for MS patients.
Yeah, and that's great. So while we're talking about that and how to help, why don't you tell us a little bit about the MS One-to-One program and kind of like what an average day in your life as a nurse within that program is?
Thank you. Sure. You know, MS One-to-One was created by Sanofi Genzyme, Ronnie. So it's a complementary, individualized patient support program. And we provide 24/7 personalized care through one-to-one conversations with MS nurses. So as a nurse, I'm able to offer, you know, tips and resources and information about how to manage this unpredictable disease, either for those who are newly diagnosed or for people, you know, living with MS for years. Certainly here at MS One-to-One, we help people understand what they can expect from a Sanofi Genzyme treatment, how to manage treatment expenses, provide resources like National MS Society and the MS Foundation. And then the MS One-to-One website, there are resources for patients as well. So I have the opportunity to, for those who are online and can access those resources, provide the website, and I'd like to do that for you now.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is www.msone-to-one, spelled out, so msonetoone.com. And on the website, there are tools for not only people living with MS, but also for their care partners, and I think that's really critical to emphasize as well. So symptom trackers and discussion guides to help people prepare for their doctor's visits, as well as app reviews to help them find the most beneficial apps for tracking their progress and organizing their records. So lots of excellent resources there.
Yeah, that's great. And it's so important to have the ability to reach out to somebody because, as you had mentioned earlier, it is unpredictable. So tomorrow may not be the same day as you're experiencing it today, and your
right.
symptoms may not be the same. So, you know, even if somebody isn't newly diagnosed and they're, you know, maybe a little farther along in their diagnosis, It's still important for you to constantly be monitoring, you know, where your symptoms are, how they may be progressing, and to your point, you know, how to treat it. And the use of technology today, I just know for myself, it's just so important, especially when you have a disease that where you kind of get brain fog sometimes. That's a really helpful thing that you guys are providing in terms of the service. So what are some of the more challenging things that you have faced as an MS one-to-one nurse, where maybe, you know, you've helped somebody with a situation where maybe, you know, they just felt like there was no other person that could help them?
Sure. Well, you know, just this morning I happened to have a conversation with an MS patient who actually has been calling into MS one-to-one. She's on a Sanofi Genzyme treatment. But we've been talking to her for over a year. And just today she decided to share with me that she's really struggling with depression. And it was the first time that she wanted to chat about that. And so sometimes these conversations, you know, they get very personal. And we have to, as nurses, you know, help guide patients on, you know, the next steps and work collaboratively to help them develop a plan so that they can get the treatment and the care and the follow-up that they need. And so, again, you know, sometimes these really personal conversations, you know, they certainly get emotional, no doubt.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting a little choked up even just talking about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, patients they're just so brave. You know,
yeah, well, and you guys are people, too, as the caregivers and helpers.
No question.
Wow.
So she
found support and the help that she needed from you, so that's great. I know we just have, like, a couple more minutes, so I just want to talk a little bit about the significance of the month of May. And like I said, personally, I'm participating in an MS walk this Saturday upcoming, and I have a whole team of 20 people, so I'm grateful to have that kind of support system, my parents, my children, friends and family participating with me. But why don't we talk about May 25th specifically?
Yes, so World MS Day, and, you know, it's just a time when people come together to show their support, you know, for multiple sclerosis in the hopes of raising awareness. And, you know, if any group of people is fighting for a cure, it is the MS population. It is one of the most cohesive, tight groups, the most knowledgeable, educated groups of folks that I have ever had the pleasure of you know, working with. So it is a really important time to come together to raise awareness.
Yeah, I always have this hashtag that I use whenever I post something about MS, and I'm pretty open about it. I'm open at work. I'm open with my friends. And I always use the hashtag #SuckItMS with MS in capitals. So, you know, I'm going to keep saying that so we have a cure. So, and Saturday I'll be walking, you know, the boardwalk down at Jones Beach in my orange tutu and my orange boa. In support of the color of orange and MS Awareness Month, and certainly May 25th, MS Awareness Day. Just to repeat, the ms121.com URL, people can go there and certainly look for more information and support from the program, you know, look a little bit into that therapy if they're on an alternative therapy. And I just want to thank you, Nurse Denise, for, you know, not only what you're doing with the program, but what you're doing to raise awareness for the program. Like I said, near and dear to my heart. So thank you very much for allowing me the interview.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay, great. Thank you.